Dr. Ernest's family when he disappeared.
He's been watching the house.
Taking a keen interest in any visitors, including yourself. And me too, in the early hours of this morning.
So that's what all that ridiculous business in Little Purlington was about. Couldn't you have found some other way?
I needed to be absolutely certain that Amberley wouldn't be here. My apologies.
Oh, I can put up with a bit of discomfort in a good cause. You know, I still haven't taken it in. Amberley murdered them both. His wife and her lover.
Oh, yes.
Well, what on earth put you onto it?
Close the door.
All right.
Ah. What do you notice?
Well, the paint. Terrible smell.
The first vital clue, and thanks to you, though you didn't draw the inference, why should he be filling his house with such a strong odor? Perhaps to cover some other smell. Come down here.
The strong room. Oh, it's even worse.
Yes, more areas painted. Now look here, around the door frame.
Some sort of rubber strip.
It's glued all around the opening, and recently too. And this room isn't merely secure. It's airtight.
Oh, good God.
And down here, on the outside of the door, as unobtrusive as you could wish,
a gas tap,
neatly greased and ready for use. There. Enough?
More than enough. Turn it off.
If you remember, he had to open the shutter to give you some light.
Yes.
Vital clue number two. Why didn't he turn on the ceiling lamp? Because it doesn't work. The gas pipe just empties into the air.
So he lured them in there, slammed the door on them.
And that was it.
They'd have been out cold inside 2 minutes and dead in not many more. Devilish.
Oh, but I checked at the Haymarket Theatre. Mrs. Amberley's seat wasn't the only one unoccupied that night. Her husband's was empty, too. A nice little corroborating fact.
So I didn't actually miss everything of importance after all.
No, an over-hasty choice of words on my part. I seem to have spent the whole of this case apologizing to you.
I suppose he just hid the cash away somewhere.
And the bodies, too. Mm-hmm. Probably in the well.
There's a well?
Yeah, this house is older than its water pipes. They were added after it was built. So there's definitely a disused well somewhere. Perfect for the job.
That's a nice bit of observation. Especially for the early hours of the morning.
Then you should tell Barker so.
He noticed it? Would you?
No. Not me. Let's get back to Baker Street.
Lunch will be up in a few minutes, gentlemen. That should take the taste of that paint out of your mouths.
Thank you, Mrs. Hudson.
Holmes, I hate to sound like one of my own stories, but there is still one thing.
Doctor?
I can understand why he went to the police.
Well, too much local gossip about the disappearances not to.
Quite. But then, to come to you.
Well, after the strain had suggested it, he didn't have much choice. Not he wasn't going to start looking suspicious.
Besides, Doctor, if I might make so bold, it was the perfect cover. If anyone asked awkward questions, he could say, but look at the steps I've taken. I've not only gone to the police...
But even Sherlock Holmes.
Exactly.
Well, I forgive you that even.
Thank you.
It was a masterly job.
I disagree. I was slow. And I was clumsy.
Nonsense.
There. Now, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen...
Would you stay here for a moment, please, Mrs. Hudson?
If you wish, sir.
I do indeed. Please, take a seat.
Sir?
Please.
Of course.
Here.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, you too, Watson.
Very well.
Good. Now, I've something to say to you both.
Doctor, good morning to you.
Ah, Peterson.
How's the good lady?
In excellent health, thank you.
Good, good. It's going to seem strange round here, sir. You know what I mean? Quite a change.
It's a changing age, I'm afraid.
It is, Doctor. It is. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doctor.
Mrs. Hudson. I've just come to say... Well, you know...
Come in, sir.
Mrs. Hudson, what's the matter?
Please, just come in.
I was expecting more mess. Boxes everywhere.
Doctor.
Oh, no. No. When?
Yesterday.
I wanted to telephone, but...